Itinerary, Bonfim and Campagnat. This itinerary explores the Bonfim and Campagnat districts, two of Porto's fastest growing and most revitalized areas. Bonfim is a hub of creativity and art, where tradition meets innovation. Campagnat, on the other hand, offers the best of both rural and urban life, featuring many new and modern spaces. We begin at the Museo Militar, Military Museum, which served as the headquarters of the secret police, PID, until the Carnation Revolution on 25th of April 1974. Next door is the Cemetério do Prado do Raposo, Prado do Raposo Cemetery, which has been recognized as monumental by the Association of Significant Cemeteries in Europe since 2005. Next, we visit the Parque das Águas, Waters Path, a green space with a rich variety of plant life, towering trees, and historic fountains. We then head to Parque de São Roque, São Roque Park, a romantic style garden featuring a viewpoint, grotto, lake, and boxwood maze. In the Campagnat district, we explore the Museu FC Porto, FC Porto Museum, located in the Stadio do Dragão, Dragão Stadium, which tells the story of the club and the city over more than 120 years. The itinerary concludes at the Parque Oriental, Oriental Park, which stretches from Freixo to Pego Negro, offering stunning landscapes and a peaceful retreat in nature alongside the Rio Tinto, Tinto River. Attractions. 1. Museu Militar do Porto, Porto Military Museum. The Museu Militar do Porto is housed in a late 19th century building that was once the residence of Dona Maria Coimbra. During the Spanish Civil War, it served as a shelter for Spanish nuns before becoming the headquarters of PID, Portugal's secret police, until the Carnation Revolution in 1974. The museum showcases collections of weaponry and military equipment from various periods, with a strong focus on Porto's history, including the French invasions, the Liberal Wars, and the 1891 attempt to establish a republic. It also features an impressive collection of 16,000 miniature soldiers. It is a building that is characteristic of the late 19th century, designed as a family residence. It is a square building made of masonry and painted white. The main facade has light-coloured stonework cladding the windows and main door, as well as the balconies of the ground floor windows. On the upper floor, there are five large glazed doors, all of which have a small balcony with a decorative iron railing. The center window stands out from the other four. There is also a floor above this, set back with a balcony and a light-colored stone guard. There are five chimneys on this balcony on three sides of the house. Outside, the courtyard and garden are home to heavy artillery pieces, cannons from the 16th to the 20th centuries, and there is an adjoining hangar-like pavilion where there are bladed weapons, light weapons, uniforms and material from the colonial wars and the First World War. The interior still has classical spaces, high ceilings, rooms with the original flooring. On the ground floor, there are exhibitions dedicated to local events, such as the 1891 revolt and the Liberal Wars. On the upper floor, there is an impressive collection of around 16,000 military miniatures, Britons, Elastalin, Haider, Lineal, depicting the evolution of soldiers from antiquity to the present day. 2. Cemitério do Prado do Raposo. Prado do Raposo Cemetery. Inaugurated in 1839, this was Porto's first public cemetery and is often referred to as a museum of death. A site of great historical significance, it is the final resting place of several notable figures and contains important monuments and mausoleums. Key features include the chapel, the ossuary of the nuns from the convent of São Bento da Ave Maria, and an ancient stone cross. Its neo-Gothic architecture makes heavy use of granite and marble. This 10-hectare cemetery is also home to the private cemeteries of Santa Casa de Misericordia de Porto, Ordem do Tuerço, and Confraria de Santissimo Sacramento de Santo Ildefonso. The cemetery has been recognized as a national monument and has been part of the European Cemeteries route since 2010. 3. Parque das Águas. Águas Park. Acquired by Porto City Council in 1932, this park was previously owned by the Reed family, who were of British origin. It retains many of its original features, which include a wide variety of plant species, a dense forested area, and numerous tree-lined avenues. The estate's former manor house now serves as the headquarters of Águas de Porto, and the grounds have been transformed into a public park, home to historical fountains and springs of Porto collected from public areas over almost 90 years. It is a large wooded park that covers 68,500 square meters, that's about 7 hectares, which was once the woods and forest of the Quinta de Vilar de Oliveiras estate. It has a gentle slope towards the Douro. The paths are well-defined, Rua do Roseiral path, more flowery cacti greenhouse, Alice's house, Rua de Schfonch path, axial line with many restored fountains, and the Rua do Rio path, facing the valley. It was returned to the circuit of Porto's urban parks in 2018 after landscaping and architectural improvements. It has a heritage rich in plant and animal species and objects of archaeological value. This museum-related aspect gives it a unique heritage status, emphasizing its educational and teaching role in building Porto's image as the city of water par excellence. 4. Parque de São Roque. São Roque Park. Spanning over 6 hectares, this park was acquired by Porto City Council from the Calain family. The Romantic-style garden features minarets, hedges and fountains, and has been renovated to include a chapel and a hedge maze. The park also boasts 200 camellia trees, a scenic viewpoint, a grotto and a pergola, creating a charming early 20th century atmosphere. It is laid out in tiers, with the characteristic atmosphere of a romantic garden. Nooks and crannies, a wrought iron fountain, a pond, shaded areas, a circular gazebo, and a grotto pond. There are also small granite buildings. In the upper area, there is a cool, leafy eucalyptus forest. Its ex libris is an excellent and beautiful hedge maze, which from above looks like a circular geometric design. There is a peaceful lake, sometimes partially hidden by trees, and a small grotto with water, creating soft echoes, followed by silence. 5. Museu Futebol Clube de Porto. Futebol Clube Porto Museum. Located inside Stadio du Dragon, the FC Porto Museum presents a modern and interactive collection of trophies and club memorabilia. Among its highlights are a hologram of former club president Jorge Nuno Pinto da Costa and the Valkyria Dragão, the Dragon Valkyrie, an artwork by Joana Vasconcelos. The museum is considered one of Porto's most important cultural attractions. The museum extends over large glass areas and clear facades that integrate the interior and exterior into one. The Stadio do Dragão Stadium is a modern and imposing venue with a capacity for around 50,000 spectators. The stadium has an open oval shape with elegant lines and gentle curves that blend in with the surrounding urban landscape. The external facade is predominantly made of glass and steel, giving a feeling of lightness and transparency. On the sides, glass panels reflect natural light, giving the stadium an almost silvery glow during the day. The stadium's surroundings are urban, with easy access, shopping areas, and a metro railway station nearby. 6. Parque Oriental da Cidade, Oriental Park. Covering approximately 10 hectares, Parque Oriental was designed by Sidonio Pardal and features a natural landscape in continuous development with plants and vegetation that promote biodiversity and well-being. The park is designed with a strong emphasis on sustainability and environmental aesthetics. An extensive green space with earth tracks and many tarmac paths, varied vegetation and tranquil lakes. Tall trees, grassy areas and wooden benches. The atmosphere is calm, with the sounds of birds, rushing water and gentle breezes. Ideal for sensory walks and moments of tranquility.